Anyway, the second main founder for this madhab, the person who made it like a madhab, who made foundations and wrote books, and any, if you want to recognize a person who contribute a lot to this madhab, this sect, will be Al-Qadi. He's again a judge. His name Abdul Jabbar Al-Hamadani. Abdul Jabbar Al-Hamadani. He has the most famous book which represented the Mu'tazila's belief. It's called Al-Mughni Fi Abwab Al-Tawheed Wal-Adl. It is over 20 volumes. Very huge book. It's written and it exists today. He has also the explanation of the five pillars of Al-Mu'tazila. Very, very famous book. This sect, subhanAllah, melted. And I mean by melted, by centuries, Allah punished those people after they were in charge because so much injustice done by them. Killing innocent scholars, killing innocent people, forcing people, corrupting people. Their belief vanished. And their belief, subhanAllah, all the Mu'tazila's ideas went to the Shia and the Zaydis, which exist in Yemen today. And the Shia, which exists today in Iran and east side of Saudi Arabia and Pakistan. And the Shia, what you know. The Imamiyya, which exists today in the Muslim world. Every single thing, almost, in their belief, all gone to those people. And you will see now how has that happened. So now these days, there is no people say Mu'tazila, but all their ideas exist in the Shia's belief, in the Zaydi's belief, and in the Ash'ari's belief. You will see. Subhanallah, just recently, some people, we call them thinkers, mufakkirin, they start reviving Al-Mu'tazila as a group, as a sect again. And what they did, they dig in the Muslims' library and they found the book of Abdul Qadir al-Jabbar al-Hamadani and reprinted these books and publish it and make it common. And the most famous person who is very excited to renew or revival Al-Mu'tazila as a group by this name, separating them from the Shia's group, the Zaydi groups, and bring them to the way they start, a very famous author and Islamic thinker, they call him. You hear his name a lot. His name, Muhammad Imara. Muhammad Imara, an Egyptian thinker who has a lot of efforts in fighting secularism. He debates secular in Egypt, open, very well known, has articles in all over Muslims, news, major newspapers, and very, very well known person. But he had this ideas and this, and he's very interested in reviving, and he published the Sharh al-Usul al-Khamsa al-Qadi Abdul Jabbar, and he has so many articles to support the Mu'tazili's belief. One of their famous authors or scholars who has a book which exists today in our hand, his name Abu Sa'ud, he has tafsir Abu Sa'ud. He is a pure Mu'tazili, and also in the knowledge of Usul al-Fiqh, so many of the scholars, so many of those who are involved in Usul al-Fiqh are Mu'tazili. And one of the famous people, a guy or a person, his name Al-Ka'bi, he has a lot of opinions and related to Usul, comes from his belief in Aqidah. Anyway, Al-Mu'tazila, whenever it start as a group, they were afraid to announce their belief and their ideologies because of Al-Hasan Al-Basri. The history recorded for us that 110 after Al-Hasan al-Basri passed away, 110, they start openly and clearly calling people for this new idea because this great scholar passed away in Al-Basra, so they took that chance of telling people about their belief. It became more strong, as I said, when a lot of books from the the Greeks philosophers' books been translated to Arabic, and the Romans philosophers, their books been translated to Arabic, their ideas, their ideologies became stronger and stronger, and they developed their ideas more and more. This is especially happened when Al-Ma'mun start what we call Darul Hikmah, the house of wisdom. And this house of wisdom only brought evil to Muslim world. They said the only thing At-Tatar did good when they enter Baghdad, the only good thing they did when they enter Baghdad, you know, Tatar, the Mongolian, when they enter Baghdad, they destroyed all these books, the philosophers' books. This is the only thing they did good in their life, but they destroyed a lot of good books with it anyway. And they destroyed Dar al-Hikmah completely. The Dar of Wisdom, they call the Dar of Wisdom. Anyway, in that time, Ahmed ibn Abi Du'ad, through his position, as I told you, he influenced so many people and asked them to accept his ideas. So many scholars were abused, like Imam Ahmed, rahimahullah. He was beaten so bad during Al-Mu'tasim. Three khulafa, all of them, they abused Imam Ahmed, starting from Al-Ma'mun, Al-Mu'tasim, then the one after him. He was beaten so bad in front of people. He was forced to stay home. He wasn't allowed to give public speeches. And not only him, even a scholar like Al-Imam Yusuf ibn Yahya al-Buwaiti. He was a student of Al-Imam al-Shafi'i. He used to live in Egypt. This Imam was abused so much also because he refuted the Mu'tazila's ideas, and he was taken from Egypt. And since they took him from Egypt, يعني, he was with the soldier. He's not going to run away.